Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What a weekend for anybody holding Buffalo stock that I was told was dead in October. Oh, if you got a Bills ticket, light it on fire. Here are the three things that happened yesterday. The Bengals are dead. The Chiefs are cooked. And oh, by the way, the Ravens lost again. Because anytime Mike Tomlin has a chance to dip under 500, he turns into Bill frickin' Belichick. So Burrow's dead. Mahomes is likely dead. And now you got Lamar underneath the playoff format. If the season were to end today, the Bengals, Chiefs, and Ravens are all out. If it ain't Buffalo this year, man, it ain't ever going to happen. I'm sorry. Like, you got everybody out of the way right now. Yeah. How do you not like your chances? If the AFC is truly wide open and I get Josh Allen, you roll those dice 10 times out of 10, Joe.
Let's repeat that. Let's just say this another way. Let's go back to the beginning of the year. I tell you, you're big on Buffalo anyways. But beginning of the year, forget your Bills bet already. I go, Burrow's out. Mahomes is out. Lamar's out. It's easy, right? Like, it's set in stone. The story's told. What are you worried about? You're like, you're in. Now, we didn't know Denver was going to go and win like 18,000 games in a row. We didn't know that their defense good, but to this level, I don't know. And then Houston coming through and the level that they're playing at, you don't know all that as well. But I mean, just this league. At one point this season, Indianapolis looked like the best team in the AFC. That was a thing, whether you were believing or not. And then what happens? They go to Jacksonville. Everything goes wrong for them. Every time they go to Jacksonville, now they lose their quarterback and their season is shot. There's another team season that you could throw them into the list too, Sam. Maybe not at the beginning of the year, but in the first half of the year, like, man, this team, how are you going to take them down? They're viewed as a top five team in the league. And now they're going to be out as well. Sorry, Riley Leonard ain't going to get it done. Ain't going to save their season. You're right. That is one of the major takeaways. We had so many impactful games this weekend. But big picture-wise, if you're just looking at the AFC picture, all these teams dead, and then here are the Bills. A Bills team that many people thought were going to lose, and I think that was fair. They were down double digits to Joe Burrow, but Josh Allen put on the Superman cape, found a way. Another one of those Josh Allen games where he has four total touchdowns. Bengals, man, they're out of the playoffs. They got their ninth loss yesterday. You don't want to face them. You do not want to face that team right now. I know their defense stinks, and, you know, that was a high-scoring affair. It was fun to watch, 39-34, your final. Bills win. Do not cover. Win by five, number 5.5. But if you're fighting for a playoff spot, you do not want to see Bengals on your schedule.
Ton of over money yesterday, steam-wise. Wise guys were betting the over. You know, this total was 52 on the open. Near kickoff, 55. And, you know, there were some people that may have thought that total was too high. How about 73 points? 39-34. Easy over. And Buffalo had 21 points in a 4 minute and 30 second span late in that game. If 17 plays this way, they are going to the Super Bowl. I'm not going to say they're going to win it, but they're going. You can have Drake May. You can have Bo Nix. You can have C.J. Stroud. Now, that Texan defense does worry me a bit, of course. But as long as Buffalo takes care of business, Buffalo is going to be at home. So, okay, Houston's going to come on the road potentially in a snowstorm and beat Buffalo. I don't think so. I'd feel much better with Buffalo over Houston in Buffalo than I would Houston over Buffalo. And then you got, like, here's your playoff picture right now in the AFC. Denver's the one. New England's the two. Jacksonville is the three. You like any of them over Buffalo? I don't.
No. No, I do not. And to your point about that game, I'm not the biggest live bettor in the world, but I was tweeting about it during the game. I'm like, this looks like 80 plus. I was wrong. It didn't get to 80, but guess what? When I was hitting it, it was hovering mid-50s. Like at one point, I saw it get to 60. I wasn't betting it there, but there were times when maybe a drive would stall. It would get down to 55.5, 56.5, 57.5. I was like, this game's going to fly over. And you're right. 21 points for the Bills in a span of 4 minutes and 30 seconds of actual game time. Joe O, Sammy P, Bet Sweats with you on a Monday. So much to cover. Let's look at the other conference. Biggest game of the day. Chicago, Green Bay. My takeaway might be a little bit different than you. I'm curious. So the Bengals the Packers cover. If you bet the 6.5, that's actually closed on 7. So it closed as a push, flies over the total of 44. We're going to do this thing again in 2 more weeks. This was an awesome game. And it was a tale of two halves for the Bears. They looked outright pathetic. Looked like they were going to get their ass beat at halftime. They turned things around, and they looked like a completely different team. The Packers owned the first half. The Bears owned the second half. Comes down to the final play of the game. Bears have a chance to force overtime or maybe score a touchdown, go for two, which I think Ben Johnson would have done, and win that game on the road at Lambeau. You know, we felt all week the Packers were going to win the game. They did. It basically lands right on the number. But this one's going to be really fun in 2 more weeks. I think the Bears are a lot closer to the Packers than we figured.
Sure. They don't suck anymore. That much is clear. They're also still not good enough. And your quarterback can't play that way and put you behind the eight ball, being 4 of 11. For 11 yards with a minute to go in the first half. You can't send the frickin' Night King meme and then have him play like that. Now, I know it's cold, and it felt like 10 degrees or lower as the night progressed last night. But their offense was anemic. It was invisible in the first half. And the challenge for Ben Johnson has been, how do I get my quarterback to play the way he played in the second half, in the first half? Because if it's not 14-3... Chicago might win the game if the Bears don't fall behind that early. Bears ran the ball, you know, decently, 138 yards, but yards per pass, 4.9 for Chicago, 8.5 for Green Bay. Caleb was awful for 2.5, 3 quarters. And then he turned it on late. He had some really nice throws in that game, but too little too late. The Packers have won 30 of the last 36 games. This has not been a rivalry for a long, long time, Joe.
It is now. I'm going to say it is. I'm willing to take that stand. It's fun when both teams are good. This game got a lot of hype. They both have great records. With Ben Johnson there, I just don't see them going back to what they were. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I am. But I think it is a rivalry again, and I think the Bears get them in 2 weeks. And I can't wait for that game. Really, really looking forward to it. And things flip. Things flip in the playoff picture again. So last Monday, we're sitting here. The Bears are the one seed in the NFC. This one result changes things so much. Now the Bears are the 7th seed, and the Packers take over the division. We saw that a lot yesterday where things flip and teams take over the divisions. I'd mentioned this quickly last week. Drake May did not play yesterday. Love put up some awesome numbers again. He is a metrics darling. If the Packers go on a run here, he is very live to win the MVP. People want to tell you at all the big networks, a lot of the talking heads on TV, other big podcasts, all that, it is a two-player race. No, it is a three-player race. I said it had a chance to be four. Dak lost. They're going to be out of the playoffs after Thursday. Sam, it is a three-player race. Love is obviously the long shot of the three, but he is very much alive with Staffy and May.
I would extend it to four players. What happens if Josh Allen...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Beats New England in Foxborough.
Just being the fourth guy right now and having to repeat, I think he's got to be far and away the best guy. And I'm not sure that he's going to be that's going to be the takeaway at the end.
Well, from a number standpoint, though, Love is 10-1. Allen's 14-1 at MGM. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that we can draw the line at 10 when there's a guy at 14. The MVP is going to be a wild finish. Also, the NFC is going to be a crazy race to the finish line. There's going to be a team with 11 wins that misses the playoffs. That's going to happen. San Francisco is the sixth seed right now, 9-4. Bears are the 7, 9-4. Lions are the 8 at 8-5. And the Lions could definitely be 11-6. And I don't know that 11-6 is going to get everybody in this conference. I mean, the 9 seed is 7-6. If Carolina wins out, they're 11-6. So you could have two teams with double-digit wins, miss the playoffs in this loaded NFC.
There's a lot of interesting schedules that we'll have to break down this week because there are a lot of them playing each other too. Like the Bears have the Packers and the Lions still. And, you know, there's a lot of these playoff teams. New Orleans, Carolina, they haven't played yet. They still have to play two more times. So a lot of these teams are going to be beating each other up. It's going to be fascinating to watch. Seattle, Atlanta, that thing was tied at halftime. Seahawks 37-9. Easy cover. They steamroll them. Speaking of steamroll, sharp money we're hearing on the Commanders all week. What? Who's this Vikings team? Where the hell have you been? Vikings 31, Washington 0. Commanders fans are going to hate to hear this. But I know they already say it. The more you see a Jaden Daniels, the more you worry he's RG3. Got hurt again. I'm just saying.
You think they're going to go over the win total? Are they going to go over 9.5 at 3-10, Washington?
I think they're just going to miss. Yep. Mm. One thing goes wrong, turns into another. By the way, warned you about the Saints. Warned you. Bucks, by far the most popular in Survivor. There were 48 going into the week in Circa. 28 of them took Tampa Bay. 62%.
Five took Cleveland.
Bro, what was that? And we told you, like, people are going to pick them. Don't do it. Don't do it. And Shador was awesome. Great. Not enough. Because the Browns defense gave up 31 points to the Titans. That's what you get with bad teams. All right, we're going to change things up a little bit. Normally, next on a Monday, we would be previewing Monday Night Football. We'll get to that next hour. But the college football playoff fallout. Each of us have a lot to say here on Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.